This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive.
Welcome back. Final segment. I'm hosting. Paul Joseph Watson takes over.
If I hadn't been
some good news. Rose McGowan that Weinstein tried to rape slams Hillary Clinton on her birthday. Your campaign for rapists and your line, your pockets with pedophiles. So more and more people are coming out against them. I want to take a few phone calls right now, but shock video, Detroit election workers trained to kick out poll watchers, count challenge ballots, throw out provisional ballots, and fill in Joe Biden. Because, you know, Trump's Hitler, so it's the right thing to do. Derek in Wisconsin, thanks for holding her on the air.
How are you, Alex?
Hey, brother, go ahead.
That's kind of weird. And shout out to Steve Rhodes. I'm part of the Oath Keepers. It's weird that I decided to call today and he was actually on, but, and then.
That's right. You called him before he got on. He didn't know he was coming on.
Yeah, I didn't even know. But yeah, 17 years, been listening to you and keep up the good work. You guys are very truthful. I'm kind of right in the middle of the battleground up here and. I don't know what possessed me to move here, but she's beautiful. So
Wisconsin is incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll talk about my girlfriend.
That too.
Yeah, Wisconsin is beautiful for sure. But yeah, I have some questions. I don't know how to get a hold of Steve Rhodes. I'm new to here. I've lived here about 6 months, so doing the best I can to get our neighborhood organized. But there's like four Republicans. I'm surrounded by the Biden folks. So, I just want to thank you.
Well, that's just because Wisconsin folks just think they're good Americans and they're sweet and they love everybody. They believe the line. You need to go educate them that those globalists are basically Chi-Com operatives.
Right. And a lot of them, you know, are like the people in my neighborhood. They're old and set in their ways. They don't want to listen to you know, they don't want to wake up, and it's hard to wake them up. You know, I bought some Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality, and thanks for those stickers. I've been planting those on every light pole I can find around here.
So, awesome.
But, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I really do
thank you. We love
it.
You. We love you, Derek. Be safe up in Wisconsin. Have some fun fishing up there, and be sure and vote. Terry in Indiana, we're on the air. Welcome. Last caller before Paul Watson takes over.
Yes. The reason I'm calling is because I watch you frequently, and I really have, like, studied a lot of these people since I started listening to you about a year ago. And I, in the last couple of weeks, no matter what you pull up online, no matter what it is, if every time you put Trump in, they're making Biden be Trump. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I know, same thing. You go watch a Trump video, the next video is a Biden video. They're force-feeding it everywhere.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to, and they're forcing Trump in the background, so right under it, they show a great big picture of Biden, and then they'll put next to it Trump. Like, they're trying to mix the message that Biden is Trump.
They are a bunch of multinational, ruthless big tech companies that love communist China. That tells you everything you need to know. They love death camps. They love enslavement. They love forced abortion. They're monsters.
And under Tavistock, and I've searched a lot of that stuff and read different documents, and I came across something about 6 weeks ago, and everybody should be concerned about this. These are girls that look like they're being kidnapped. They're no clothes on. They're having all these different strapped down and electrocuted. It's really weird stuff.
Well, the Tavistock Institute runs the whole trans movement to take mentally ill children and cut their testicles off. So, yeah, it's a nightmare situation, Terry. Evil has taken over.
Oh, my God.
And it's trying to die. But you can fight back. Everything is word of mouth. People are more hungry now than ever. So if you simply give them the URL, electionnight.news, electionnight.news, .com.news, it's huge. The audio feeds, the video feeds, they're so scared of those URLs. Now they've banned Election 2020 Center, 2020 Election Center. So now you share electionnight.news. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in 60 seconds. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low on a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Coming all live on this Tuesday, 27th of October edition, just 1 week out from the big day, Biden Trump election 2020. We're going to get into that later on in the show. But first, I want to get into this, because once again, in the United Kingdom, we're seeing the drumbeat for the reopening of the migrant pipeline, specifically from France. Now we have more migrant deaths, of course, over in Italy. A couple of years ago, there was a political leader who managed to halve the number of migrant deaths as they were crossing that treacherous journey. Now, you would think that progressives would be all for halving the number of migrant deaths, given that they're supposedly so concerned about them with their hashtag refugees welcome signs. But no, the political leader who did that in Italy was a right-wing political leader called Matteo Salvini. By disincentivizing migrants making those dangerous journeys in the first place, by not giving them a basic taxi service into the country, he managed to halve the number of migrant deaths. In the United Kingdom, our government's taken a somewhat different approach, and it is giving them that taxi service. It's giving them, in many cases, free hotel room and board, free food, free money, free residency, while they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Of course, many of these asylum seekers have no right to asylum, because as the law states, you're supposed to seek asylum in the first country that they get to. But then again, in France, the benefits, the welfare system is not as plentiful as it is in the United Kingdom. So then they go to France, they come to the United Kingdom, and that's how we get situations like this. Because our government is incentivizing the journeys. Headline out of Sky News. As of 20 minutes ago, two children among four dead after migrant boat sinks off French coast. Two children aged 5 and 8 are among four people who have died after a migrant boat sank off the coast of France. The deaths of the children, as well as a man and a woman, were confirmed by the Regional Administration for the Nord region. 15 migrants have been saved so far, according to the administration, which stressed the death toll may climb as search and effort rescues continue. So we have more migrant deaths because our own government is incentivizing these dangerous migrant journeys. They also incentivized the migrant journeys of people coming from Libya a few years ago. Now, if you remember the disastrous mammoth mistake that was the intervention in Libya, the overthrow of Colonel Gaddafi, which led to jihadist warlords taking over the country, that policy wasn't a foreign policy dictated by Donald Trump. It was a foreign policy dictated primarily by Hillary Clinton when she was secretary, and by the Obama-Biden administration. Now, what would have happened, or what would not have happened, if they didn't foresee and enact that policy of intervening in Libya and creating the migrant crisis in the first place? Well, we wouldn't have had many suicide bombing jihadist terror attacks in the West that followed, including the Manchester bombing in May of 2017 that killed 22 people, and maimed, wounded 800 others, many of them children, at an Ariana Grande concert. Because the culprit, the jihadist suicide bomber, Salman Abedi, was rescued from Libya from the civil war that was created as a result, as a direct result of the Obama-Biden administration intervention. He was rescued by the Royal Navy. He was brought to the United Kingdom in 2014. Less than 3 years later, he blew himself up, and he also blew up a bunch of kids. He was literally a refugee rescued from Libya by our government. And now, years later, we're having the public inquiry into the Manchester Arena suicide bombing. And what do we see? And I've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and more evidence continues to pour in that political correctness kills. Specifically, this individual, this suicide bomber, Salman Abedi, was reported to authorities numerous times, minutes, 6 minutes, 17 minutes before he blew himself up. He was reported to security guards. He was reported to police. Those warnings were not heeded because, as this headline proves, those security guards, those police were afraid of being branded racist. Yes, this actually happened. Headline. Security guard alerted to Manchester bomber says he didn't report terrorists for fear of being branded racist. And again, this is not the only example of this happening in this specific incident. The security guard who was alerted to the suspicious behavior of Manchester Arena suicide bomber Salman Abedi, 6 minutes before the terrorist blew himself up, said he didn't report Abedi for fear of being branded racist. Time and time again, we hear this argument from the left. Political correctness is just being nice to people. No. Once again, this is a specific example of where political correctness directly led to the deaths of nearly 24 people, some of them children, 800 people wounded. Specifically as a result of political correctness, because they could have stopped this guy. He was reported several times. All these security guards, all these police across the board failed to act, failed to alert their superiors because they thought the possibility that they would be branded racist was a far more concerning scenario. Bearing in mind, these security guards, these police officers were trained in spotting suspicious behavior exhibited by terrorists. They knew what to look for. They knew this guy was suspicious. He was sweating. He had a massive backpack. He was kneeling down, praying to Allah. He was trying to access secure areas of the arena. And what did they do? They did nothing because, God forbid, someone might have called them racist. This sounds like some kind of plot out of a bizarre thriller, but it actually happened. Kyle Lawler, this is today, by the way, told an inquiry into the incident, which left 22 people dead and more than 800 wounded, many of them children, that he had received training in what to look out for, so he knew all the signs. He said, Abedi, and by the way, this security guard is white. Somebody on Twitter commented, oh, how could he be racist? How could he be seen as racist if he was a Muslim security? No, he was white. He was white. His name is Kyle Lawler, and he said Abedi, the terrorist, was sitting with a group of white people and was acting slightly nervous, in his own words. The security guard added that he had a bad feeling about the terrorist and felt he did not belong there. So he should have reported him to his superiors, and maybe there's a chance that this suicide bombing would have been prevented. What did he do? He failed to alert superiors because he was, quote, in his own words, scared of being wrong and being branded a racist, end quote. He thought he would get into trouble for, quote, judging someone by their race. This is the one time where judging someone, not just by their race, but by their behavior, which exhibited all the signs of potential terrorism about to happen, should have been enacted. And again, this was not the only time that this happened, as we previously highlighted and I talked about last week. Another eyewitness, they seem, look, he's fidgeting around, he has a giant backpack. He's arriving at an arena at the end of the concert. He's praying to Allah. He's trying to access secure areas of the arena. Oh, that's not suspicious at all, is it? Oh, but he's brown, so he can't do anything. Another eyewitness stabbed his suspicious behavior reported the activity to security guard Mohammed Agha 17 minutes before the bomb was detonated, but said he was fobbed off. So they had it 17 minutes before, they had it 6 minutes before. We had another story last week of a police officer who was given a bravery award. She was alerted to this situation even before that. They failed to do anything because they were scared of being called racist. Another woman was interviewed by Sky News in the days after the attack, and she reported that a woman was acting suspiciously and fidgeting with her bag to security, but they did nothing. She was looking in the direction of where the explosion actually happened and smirking to set herself all night, said the woman. Minutes before the concert finished, the suspect disappeared. She tried to report it and said she was made by the security to feel uncomfortable. So at least three or four times they could have stopped this guy. They didn't do so because, God forbid, someone might call them racist. Absolutely despicable. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So the Manchester bomber was seen numerous times by several eyewitnesses before the bombing, 6 minutes before, 17 minutes before, half an hour before. That was reported to the authorities, to the security guards, to the police. They all did nothing whatsoever. He detonated his bomb, killed 22 people, injured 800 more, ruined their lives forever. Brought in, as I mentioned, by the British Royal Navy as a refugee after the invasion, after the intervention, the disastrous intervention that Hillary Clinton cackled about in Libya. And we continue to see the effects of that reverberate to this day. Headline out of Breitbart, Tory councillor threatened with decapitation for Islamophobic comments on mosques. The Tory party councillor claimed that she received death threats after she made supposedly Islamophobic statements about British mosques and largely Muslim grooming gangs. This is a Conservative member of Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole Council, Beverly Dunlop, who said that a man called her three times last week to threaten to cut off her head in retaliation to her comments. Now, that threat's been taken somewhat seriously because of what happened in Paris, France, a couple of weeks ago, where we had an 18-year-old Chechen Islamist jihadist behead a school teacher, literally cut his head off in public as a revenge attack because the school teacher had dared to show cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad to his pupils in a class about free speech, about freedom of expression. Now, the reaction to that in France, just as it was after Charlie Hebdo, was pretty good in the main. You know, mass protest marches, people demanding the right to free expression without intimidation, the response was pretty good. I'm glad that the Pope didn't pipe up this time, because after Charlie Hebdo, the Pope came out and said, well, if you punch my mother, then maybe you deserve what's coming to you. He literally, philosophically, rhetorically, morally sided with the jihadists that stormed the offices of the Charlie Hebdo cartoonists, massacred them in cold blood, and then went on to kill other people before they were caught. The Catholic Pope literally sided with the jihadists. This is something I've emphasized over and over again, by saying, oh, well, if you attack my beliefs, then I have the right to physically attack you. That's basically the spirit of what he was saying. So is it any surprise that this continues to happen over and over again? It happened in Paris a couple of weeks ago. And what was the reaction of one French ambassador after an Islamist had beheaded a Parisian school teacher in the capital of France? Was it to denounce Islam, or at least Islamism, extremist Islam? Was it to vehemently support and reinforce the right to freedom of expression? No, it was to say, and I quote, France is a Muslim country. He literally, this is the French ambassador to Sweden. Headline: French ambassador after Islamist beheading, France is a Muslim country. You know, there was a book written in 2015. It was actually published on the day, the very day of the Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris, by Michel Houellebecq, famous French author, where he predicted the gradual political and cultural subsummation and takeover of France by Islamists as a result of the capitulation of France's political class. Here we are 5 years later, and precisely that is happening. Quite prescient, old Michel Houellebecq. He also, of course, published Serotonin last year, which was written before the Yellow Vest protests, accurately predicting the rise of the Yellow Vest movement. And now, responding to the beheading of a schoolteacher by an Islamist in Paris, French ambassador to Sweden, Etienne de Gonville, told broadcaster SVT, quote, France is a Muslim country. And again, This was a response to the beheading of Samuel Paty by an 18-year-old Chechen jihadist in revenge for him showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, to give him credit, Emmanuel Macron, and I'm going to get into the response to him across the entire Muslim world, came out, vowed to protect freedom of expression, in honor of the victim, gave him France's highest honor possible for a civilian. He's on the rack, and I'm going to get onto that in a second. But his ambassador to Sweden openly capitulated to the same Islamists responsible for that beheading and for inciting it in the first place by declaring France is a Muslim country. Etienne de Gonville told Sweden's national broadcaster, first, France is a Muslim country. Islam is the second largest religion in France. We have anywhere between 4 and 8 million French citizens who have a Muslim heritage. He then claimed that it was, quote, Al-Qaeda propaganda and not Islam that was to blame for Paty's murder. Now, if you look at what actually led up to the beheading of this school teacher, that's complete BS. Because the Muslim community in that area, including several mosques which have now been raided, were deliberately inciting a revenge attack against that specific teacher because it got leaked that he had the temerity to show his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. So no, it wasn't Al-Qaeda propaganda. It wasn't ISIS that incited this terror attack against the teacher. It was that community. Not everyone in that community, but that community wouldn't describe itself as Al-Qaeda. They wouldn't describe themselves as terrorists or ISIS sympathizers. Most of them wouldn't. And yet they were to blame for the incitement that led to this beheading. So no, it has nothing to do with outside Al-Qaeda propaganda. This was a horrific chain of events that was very much centered in Paris, in that community. Bear in mind that after the 2015 Paris massacre, which led to the death of, I believe, it was it 150, 200 people, one of the terrorists involved in that horrendous incident, Abdeslam, he escaped to a place called Molenbeek in Brussels, Belgium, and he remained there without being detected by the authorities for a number of weeks. How did he remain protected in that area of Molenbeek, which, by the way, we went to in 2015 and literally got chased out of there because we were white? He remained protected there thanks to the local community. That wasn't ISIS protecting him. That wasn't Al-Qaeda protecting him. Those were members of the infamous Molenbeek community, which is notoriously the worst example of how integration doesn't work in terms of mass immigration. So no, it's a wider problem than Al-Qaeda propaganda or ISIS influence. But he went on to say, the media must know how to address the issue of Islamic terrorism and not fall into the trap. But the idea that it would supposedly offend Islam. Well, it has offended Islam, because now in numerous Muslim countries across the world, they're all boycotting French products and going mad at Emmanuel Macron simply for saying he's not going to tolerate violent Islamism. So yes, it has offended them. So he's completely wrong on both counts. Now, the French population's reaction to this was somewhat better. Poll 79% of French people believe Islamism has declared war on their country. This was conducted by polling firm IFOP after the murder of the geography teacher, the beheading, found that 87% of French people say they agree with the fact that secularism is now in danger in France, and 79% that Islamism has declared war on the nation and the republic. So a very different sentiment to their own ambassador to Sweden, who is literally fawning, genuflecting, capitulating to Islamism by saying, France is now a Muslim country, I guess they're in control. Summit.news will be right.
CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They create a problem that can never be defeated. But, of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So we've seen the reaction in France to the beheading of a schoolteacher by an Islamist jihadist in Paris. We've seen the reaction from their ambassador who says France is a Muslim country. I guess you just have to get used to it. Sadiq Khan once said, I guess this is just the price of living in a major city, right? But what's the reaction internationally? Well, here it is out of RT headline. Macron's Islam remarks bring arch rivals Iran and Saudi Arabia together to join growing Muslim condemnation of French leader. They've had giant protests in all these Muslim countries. They've boycotted French products simply because of what Emmanuel Macron said. Now, Emmanuel Macron is not Marine Le Pen. Emmanuel Macron is not Geert Wilders. He basically said, we need to fight the scourge of violent Islamism and support free speech. That's all he said. He specifically delineated between the Muslim population, the religion of peace, and violent Islamist extremists. But no. Now imagine reacting to that by weighing it up and thinking, well, this innocent teacher's just been beheaded on the streets of Paris. Who are we going to side with? Are we going to side with the innocent teacher? Are we just going to let it go? Or are we literally going to rhetorically and morally side with the Islamists who incited and supported his beheading? And in terms of Iran and Saudi Arabia and Turkey, they've chosen to side with the Islamist extremists. Angry rebukes of Emmanuel Macron continue to arrive from across the Muslim world. Iran and Saudi Arabia, which usually don't see eye to eye, have condemned the French president's remarks about Islam. And again, his remarks were, quote, that Patty, the school teacher, was, quote, killed because Islamists want our future, adding that France will not give up our cartoons. So he's specifically talking about Islamists, political Islam, that wants to take over France. He's basically saying, we're not going to let political extremists take over our country. No, that's not good enough. We're going to boycott your entire country. We're going to incite mass riots and protests across the Muslim world. They've really got it locked down, haven't they? For example, you look at the UK. When that Islamist individual tried to tear down a cross in a church in East London, the reverend of the local church, we had this story last week, reacted by expressing sympathy for the Islamist. Oh, but he was just mentally ill. He wasn't an Islamist, we promise. He expressed sympathy that the guy tearing down the Christian cross from the top of the church wasn't harmed. That's capitulation. All Macron does is says we're not going to let political Islam take over our country. We support free speech. Now he's being roundly condemned. His country's being boycotted. On Tuesday, the Iranian Foreign Ministry summoned the French Charge d'Affaires over Macron's remarks. Earlier on Monday, the comments were condemned by Iranian lawmakers and judiciary, while their foreign minister slammed what he called colonial regimes for exporting hatred and victimizing Muslims. Again, trying to get the sympathy vote by playing the victim when an Islamist has just literally beheaded a poor innocent guy on the street. Oh, let's side with the guy who decapitated him. Yeah, that's really going to give you the moral high ground, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. And then today, Arc de Triomphe area in Paris evacuated over bomb threat. No doubt that there are going to be more attacks in the coming weeks. Police in Paris cordoned off an area around the iconic Arc de Triomphe after a bomb alert on Tuesday. The alert was raised over a suspicious bag found on the nearby Champ de Mars, which local media reported as containing different kinds of ammunition. And I've seen the pictures of that on Twitter. Basically a bag full of high-caliber ammunition, so potentially someone was planning yet another attack in Paris. But as the French ambassador said, France is now a Muslim country, so I guess we just need to get used to that. Just need to get used to that. Moving on, actress Emily Ratajkowski says she won't reveal baby's gender until child is 18. So this model, this actress who is expecting her first child, says she won't reveal the baby's gender until it's able to choose its own gender aged 18. Now, that's going to create a life of abject misery, of depression, chronic confusion for this child. She said, quote, "We like to respond that we won't know the gender until our child is 18 and that they'll let us know then." So this kid, this poor kid, is going to be brought up for 18 years minimum of its life, completely confused, with no positive imprinting from its own parents, not even knowing what gender it is. Now, you know what they're going to enforce on it. They're going to enforce this gender fluid mental illness. The kid is going to become mentally ill. It's going to become suicidal, chronically depressed. And by the way, that's what big LGBT advocacy organizations talk about, the fact that chronic depression and suicide rates in gay people and transgender people are far higher than within the heterosexual community. They admit to it, and this woman who is having a newborn baby has basically now announced that she's going to induct her child into that lifetime of mental illness. Great parenting there. And I'm going to get onto those figures in a second. But that wasn't enough. Not enough that she's going to have a gender fluid baby for those woke social media points for the next 18 years. She also basically threw the unborn child under a bus If it comes out as a biological male, it gets even worse. Listen to this. The model expressed concerns that if the baby was male, it would exert its white privilege on the world. She said, I've known far too many white men who move through the world unaware of their privilege, and I've been traumatized by my many experiences with them. Okay. You're literally one of the most successful models slash actresses in the world, but yeah, you've really been traumatized, okay. And boys too, it's shocking to realize how early young boys gain a sense of entitlement to girls' bodies and to the world in general. I'm not scared of raising a bad guy, as many of the men I've known who abuse their power do so unintentionally. She's literally creating a childhood completely premised on negativity, depression, and self-loathing. People like this should be barred from having children, if anyone is going to be. Ratajkowski's refusal to treat the baby as its proper biological sex will undoubtedly lead to a childhood of confusion and misery, given that many people who identify as transgender or gender fluid are chronically depressed. Now, you don't need to take my word for that, because I've linked to the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, which says, quote, transgender youth are far more likely than their non-transgender peers to experience depression, nearly four times the risk. Goes on to say LGBTQ young people are more than twice as likely to feel suicidal and over four times as likely to attempt suicide compared to heterosexual youth. So the very studies by the foundations that supposedly support the LGBT movement admit that that lifestyle, the promotion of that lifestyle, not only does it shave, I think the studies say it shaves for gay people 15 years off their lives because of HIV and other illnesses and the drugs that they have to take to treat that. It's an admitted fact that they're literally four times more likely to commit suicide. And in fact, one in five transgender youth do actually attempt to commit suicide. So she's literally inducting her unborn child into this lifestyle, which is proven to cause chronic depression, misery, and suicide. Apparently, the actress is more interested in scoring woke political points and securing the approval of a demented fringe gender extremist than caring for her own child's well-being. All I can say is good luck to the kid. But of course, this is the new religion, and this is being celebrated all across the mainstream media today. Oh, by the way, if you look at her husband and you look at her, you kind of get an insight into why this happened. Just Google her husband and then compare how he looks to her, and you'll probably see what I mean. Going to come back after the break, get into the election, get into more social media censorship. Summit.news, we'll be right back. Now go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the actress Emily Ratajkowski has announced that she's going to be inducting her child into a lifetime of misery, chronic depression, and potential suicide by not allowing it to, or not even imprinting on it, the idea of a biological gender. That's being celebrated across the entire mainstream media because, of course, that's now progressive now to have massive depression and suicide rates in young people. That's normal. That's been completely normalized. That's trending. That's progressive. Of course, Joe Biden has asked the question or made the statement on many occasions, what kind of character is America going to choose? What the character of what America will represent after this 2020 election? He came out during the last debate and literally said he would make it easier for transgender children to transition. Oh, but the AP did a fact check and said that Biden didn't say that transgender children should be able to transition. He just said he would make it easier for them to do so. So he did actually say it, but he didn't say it because we fact checked it and we said he didn't. So that's the kind of America, that's the character of America that Joe Biden represents. And I'll quote him. He said, quote, the idea that an 8-year-old, and by the way, he was asked a question by a mother who had an 8-year-old kid who she said was transgender, as if kids should be exposed to any kind of sexuality at that age. That's completely disgusting. But Biden responded, the idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It would make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. So he rhetorically, morally sided with the idea of normalizing transgender children. Oh, but AP did a fact check and he didn't actually say that, even though he did. That's the kind of America that Joe Biden represents. Meanwhile, and bear with me while I read this headline because it's somewhat of a struggle. This is out of the Metro. Okay, before I read it, Sam Smith is this insufferable attention whore pop star in the United Kingdom who at the start of the COVID pandemic staged a picture of himself crying outside his home because he was so lonely. He's an attention whore. He's insufferable. About a year ago, he decided that he was non-binary, whatever that means. And now the Metro reports, he's male, by the way, he's biologically male. The Metro reports, Sam Smith says they want to be mummy to future kids as they address struggles of changing pronouns. It's really difficult. Not as difficult, I would venture, as writing that headline. Because Sam Smith, when he came out as non-binary, demanded to be referred to as they, and that's caused a lot of difficulty with headline writers in the year since. But the article says, Sam Smith has said they want to be a... This is written like it's a five-year-old pidgin English article. Sam Smith has said they want to be a mummy to their future children as they opened up about how things became complicated when changing their pronouns. Now, I believe he's gay, or maybe he doesn't identify... Maybe they, or mummy, as he's now apparently called, maybe they, mummy, doesn't identify as gay anymore, but I presume he's gay, so he's going to have to adopt children, God forbid, and this is the childhood that they're being inducted into. From they, mummy. The music star came out as non-binary last year, asking fans to refer to them using the pronouns they, them, rather than he, him. As a person who identifies as non-binary does not define themselves exclusively as male or female. He said that he wants to have kids by the age of 35. God forbid. I want all of it. I want to have kids. I want to be with the kids. And I want to watch them grow and be with them every day. They revealed. This is how they pander to this total insanity in mainstream media articles. Even on the though on the face of it, it's completely deranged. But he doesn't want to be just called they. He says, I want to be mummy. I'm definitely going to do that at some point, but I've still got more in me. So they mummy Sam Smith. Them have decided that they might have children, and God forbid, once again, good luck to those children, because they'll need it. Meanwhile, more mental illness. New TikTok trend threatening to kneecap people who don't support Black Lives Matter. A new TikTok trend has emerged in which leftists playfully threaten to kneecap anyone who doesn't support Black Lives Matter. Hashtag tolerance. Hashtag love wins. Actually, it's funny because the video of this, the first individual of non-binary appearance is threatening to kneecap people who don't support Black Lives Matter while wearing a t-shirt that says, love wins. So loving. I can just feel it radiating from here. Clips uploaded to the Chinese spying website that should have been banned months ago, actually banned in Pakistan for being immoral-based, shows users, most of them young women displaying LGBT colours, dancing while miming to the words, if you don't support Black Lives Matter, I'll break your kneecaps. Which is a Japanese word for cat, which is used to describe characters in anime, because of course they're into anime. Now, there's a common trend amongst these people, and of course they all look completely, chronically depressed, suicidal and mentally deranged. The same kind of lifestyle that Emily Ratajkowski is gleefully inducting her newborn child into, with the vast praise and celebration of the mainstream media. Now, of course, there was a previous viral TikTok trend that emerged last month, which featured parents and older siblings throwing their babies off camera to the tune of a hip-hop song about abortion before twerking. And this is only scratching the surface of the degenerate immoral horror that TikTok has ravaged on the Western world, and yet wasn't banned by Trump because a judge in America reversed that executive order. I'm sure we'll have more stories on TikTok in the very near future as it continues to corrode the morality of today's youth, as chronic depression, prescriptions of antidepressant pills and suicide attempts continue to escalate and soar and rise. No connection whatsoever to that, though. Meanwhile, NPR hides fact that man accused of plotting to kill Biden was a Bernie bro who possessed book on Islam. So basically, this came out on Friday. Police found in the vehicle of 19-year-old Alexander Hillel Treisman an AR-15 rifle, a canister of explosive material, as well as books on bomb-making and Islam. And when I saw this story emerge on Twitter on Friday, the comments were just a raft of, oh no, another violent extremist Trump supporter planning terrorism. Turns out that he was a Bernie supporter. In fact, Washington Post buried that stated motive, which was in his own manifesto, where he said he wanted to kill Bernie, in his own words, or sorry, kill Biden in order to protect Bernie, in paragraph 15 of its report. But neither NPR or the Huffington Post mentioned this crucial detail. So he was found with all the explosives, all the ammunition, he was found with the bomb-making material, the books on Islam, and what was the immediate response from NPR and Huffington Post readers to this story? Well, one of them said, quote, another Trump-loving incel, he bought the full MAGA package, apparently, White House gift shop? Yeah, because I've seen a lot of Trump supporters writing about how much they love Bernie while possessing books on bomb-making and Islam. That's very MAGA-ish, isn't it? Another one said, the president is an inspiration to the next generation of domestic terrorists, ready to defend white supremacy to the death. Nice work there, Trumpers. So the guy was an unhinged Bernie Sanders supporter, much like James T. Hodgkinson, who tried to massacre a bunch of Republican congressmen back in 2018. This guy was plotting to kill Biden while he was still fighting with Bernie in the primaries. The police found him. Luckily, he didn't follow through with the plot. He went back home, but then when the media reported it, they left out the fact that he was at least a leftist, maybe even an Islamist, and then the reaction was, oh, well, he must be a Trump supporter. Meanwhile, female cop run over by BLM mob in Philadelphia. Looks like the riots are going to intensify over the next week before the election because a guy with a knife was advancing towards police. The police told him to put down the knife. He continued to advance towards them. They shot him dead. He's now the new hero of Black Lives Matter. Mass rioting, mass looting in Philadelphia. They rammed through a police cordon, broke a police woman's leg, and that's going to continue tonight, and it's probably going to run up right and up until the election. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news. Don't go.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.